Good afternoon, Dashers. We have an exciting week this week as we try to raise money to open the time capsule in the quad. I mean, frankly, who knows what mysteries our founders left for is hidden away under all of those tons of stone. Remember, you have the power to help us get our rocks off. Remember to volunteer today. You have the... get our rocks? Butler!
Oh, hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more!
Oh, yeah!
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Balder 97.5.
It's now time for I'm Observing with Dr. Francis Birdsong.
Hello, welcome back to the show. Dr. Francis Birdsong here. I'll be taking calls from all across Balderdash County. And I'll be listening to all of your problems and just seeing if I can give you a little bit of advice to enlighten your life. That's my catchphrase. I think we have a caller on line 17. Teresa, do you mind just tell me a little bit about this caller?
Sure thing, bud. Okay, so this caller has a obsession. That they're going to share with you that has something to do with nighttime. And they also love a good laugh. They've been struggling with their partner snoring at night.
Great. Thank you so much, Teresa. Caller, are you there? I am observing.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm right here.
First of all, let me compliment the tone of your voice. And I really think... you sound like a confident person, and honestly, you can pat yourself on the back just for waking up today and calling into a radio program. So just give yourself a little incentive for the little things you do. Now tell me about your sex life.
Well, I have this nighttime obsession.
And it's sex,
right? It is, yeah. Okay, I love good, it when good. My wife dresses like a knight. The suit of armor, the greaves, the beard. Yes, I love it when she doesn't wash for months, so I can get the stink of the gambeson. It really turns me on.
Now, caller, I've heard of role play, but this is taken to a whole new level.
Well, it started with role playing in the bedroom.
Sure.
Like it always does. She wanted to play the naughty nurse. I wanted to play the cop. The next thing you know, we rolled characters. And that's when my obsession really started. She picked a fighter, and by the time she got to 7th level, I just wanted to nail that crit, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you're talking about, caller. And I want to tell you a little story, a little anecdote. I had a friend growing up. Let's call him... Chuck. Unfortunately, that's his real name. I just can't think of a different name to call him by. Sorry, Chuck, if you're listening. Now, Chuck was really, really into similar role play to yourself, sort of knights and princesses. And one day he came home and his wife dumped a boiling pot of water upon his head like they would do in medieval combat.
Yeah, that
and,
sounds hot.
They were both traumatized for years, and I had to counsel and console both of them at various times. So I just want to warn you, caller, that next thing you know, your partner could be dropping large rocks on you, catapulting various objects at you. throwing javelins, spears, and arrows in your direction. So I just want you to think about the long-term results of your fetishes.
So what you're trying to tell me, Dr. Birdsong, is that I should focus less on the nighttime play and more with rolling her natural 20s.
Yeah, did you say she's a natural 20? Is that where you're...
Oh, yeah, she's a pair.
Wow, okay. Do you mind sending me a photograph, Connor? I'd love to.
Well, if that would help, Doctor, of course I would. Let's just say that where my wife is involved, she rolls with advantage.
I love to hear that, caller. Thank you so much. I think we have time for another caller, Teresa.
All right, thank you, Doctor.
Hi. Yeah, so there's another caller on the line, I believe. He wants to talk to about you, Dr. Francis. He has something that he really wants to talk to you about. Very concerning of his. He's been struggling with it for some time, and he believes that you're his only answer. Here you go, patching you through with Frank Lesserman.
Frank, how are you doing today? I'm observing your words.
Good. I have words to be observed. I'm okay. How are you?
Frank, nobody has ever asked me that before. I genuinely don't know the answer. I've never thought about my own emotions or feelings. Do you mind if we talk about that for just a few minutes? Thank you so much. I have a whole lot to get off my chest. It's just years of hearing other people's problems, and I've never just taken a moment to think about how I feel. And really, you've just opened my eyes to just how good a person I could be if I gave my feelings a moment to breathe. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and it was kind of just like a passing...
Oh, no, thing. No, that's fine. No, let's go back to your thing. That's okay.
No, oh, no, I feel bad. Okay. Well, I struggle to, kind of take care of myself and put myself first. And, ouch, now I feel bad. All right. You're doing well?
No, I'm really not, Frank. I'm not doing well. I haven't eaten breakfast in about 2 years. Instead, I just go straight to the Balderade. Unfortunately, I got hooked and I can't get off.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of a red-eye Balderade kind of guy now, and I'm not sure that's a healthy lifestyle, Frank, and I'm a little concerned about my well-being.
Well, I'm sorry.
Thank you so much.
Let's
get to the next caller now. Teresa, do we have one final caller that could maybe console me a little bit here?
Okay, yeah, we have a woman on the line who has some concerns about her outward appearance and would like to discuss that with you and how that could affect her life. So patching you through to Miss Debris.
Ms. Debris, Dr. Francis Birdsong here.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? Am I on the phone yet?
Ms. Hello? Debris, you were speaking with Dr. Francis Birdsong.
Dr. Birdsong. This is Mrs. Debris. I'm here to call you on your show. Am I on your show right now?
We're live, Ms. Debris. We are live on the air.
Travis, I'm on the phone. Okay, yeah. All right. That's such a nice lady I talked to before. She was nice. I'm such a big fan of your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Did you have a problem, Ms. Debris? I heard you might be worried about your outward appearance.
That's correct. So I work, I'm a lunch lady. I'm a lunch lady laying in the counter. And I work in a school, and I love it so much. But the thing that I'm really concerned about is that I have these jeans that I wear, and they are high-waisted jeans, and they look really good on me, and I'm afraid that maybe I might be too sexy for school.
Now, Ms. Debris, that is a problem that many of us can relate to.
Yeah.
Being too sexy is a concern of... I took a recent poll of Balderdash County, and 94% are worried that their sexiness might be distracting to their counterparts on a day-to-day basis. So what you're saying is very understandable, and especially when you're wearing those high-rise tight jeans, just tell me a little bit more about how tight they are.
Hello?
Okay, I think we're losing her.
Hello? Therese, did you say counter? Yes, I work at a lunch lady counter. Yes, that's
okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Lunch. Have you tried my mac and cheese? It's really good. Sunny, can you work the phone? I want to put it on speakerphone so you can hear her. She's hi.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that wraps up yet another episode of I'm Observing with Dr. Francis Birdsong. I hope you'll tune in next week, when I almost certainly will get some advice from my callers. Thank you so much, and have a beautiful and translucent day.
Dr. Birdsong, he's always on your mind, only on Balder 97.5.
Hello?
Good afternoon, Dashers. Could the faculty responsible for the fundraiser planning please report to Music Room V?
Vastly different agenda on the table this morning. What we're going to do is we're going to try to figure out how we can raise money to afford to open the time capsule.
Wicked good idea. I think this is going to draw a huge crowd. There's going to be lots of people involved. I can't wait myself to see what's in there, get my hands on it. Maybe there's some collector coins. I don't know. I call dibs. I'm just saying right now, calling dibs.
Extra XL is the size of the time capsule. It's an XL time capsule, holds a lot of stuff.
Wow.
You know, for this time capsule thing to really work, I think we need to make sure that we advertise it really well, because we want to have a lot of people there to see all these exciting things that we're going to pull out of the capsule.
Zamboni signs, you guys. I feel like the ice glistener, the town ice glistener, the Zamboni would be an excellent way to advertise our message.
Ah, shoot, guys. That's my car alarm. Hold on. Okay. No, I like the Zamboni. I'm actually kind of excited to see if the previous music teacher left anything in there. Any antique musical instruments.
Bobby Orr playing cards. Marie just mentioned Zambonis, and that got me thinking about Bobby Orr. His cards, I don't know if they were around when he was around when the founders were around, but if they were, those could be worth an insane amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Could we potentially sell the rights to the opening of the time capsule?
Definitely. I don't see why not. I mean, everything's a money-making opportunity these days. Why not make ours into it? Everybody loves a school fundraiser, and a time capsule is something that you don't see very often, nor do you see Bobby Orr playing cards or Zambonis marketing it. So I think we have a unique angle right now.
Everybody's going after money nowadays, but we need to have we do have a unique angle. We also need to have a gimmick. We could use Bobby Orr. I say we bring in Greg Kinnear too. Let's bring him in.
You know, for realsies, I mean, Greg Kinnear, just, I mean, you talk about him all the time, but I think if we could get him here for the event, that would blow our minds.
Greg Kinnear on a Zamboni. You guys, if it was just driving through town with Greg Kinnear writing it, like, who wouldn't want to pay attention to that?
How can I express how much I love Greg Kinnear? I mean, words cannot describe. But given that medical issue we came down with at the VD dance, we might have to have a backup plan as far as, you know, a big name. I'm thinking Victor Garber, but I don't, if I'm open to any suggestions, I think we could do like an online auction of some of these historical items. What do you think?
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I just saw a meme going around Facebook that Greg Kinnear has died. And since it's impossible to verify things on Facebook, I can't confirm nor deny whether that is true. So I think we should call it the Greg Kinnear Memorial fundraiser, just in case.
Just looking through your HR file here, Carla Rose, and it says that you once dated Craig Kilborn. Maybe that is a way that we could work around celebrity. Molly, what do you think?
Kilborn, Kinnear, Bobby Orr, Zam. But like, I just got to be straight with you guys. I have no flipping idea who any of these people are. Not one. I do not have any idea who these people are. But you all seem to know. So I'm just going to go with it. But, you know, I'm just going to be over here not knowing stuff.
Luciano Pavarotti. Is that better? Is that more your speed? Because, I mean, we could check with him. I mean, don't know how the kids will do with that, but we could try.
Maybe we should just send out invitation to all the famous people that we can. We'll set out hundreds of invitations, and we'll get the Craigs and the Gregs and all those other people we just talked about that I can't remember the names of. And it will just be a big celebrity event, and we'll raise even more money.
Now that is an idea. We just invite every famous person ever, and we probably should refrain from sending invitations to Bobby Orr, because we could maybe have one of his descendants come, but he's old. Old, and maybe also dead. Nope, still alive.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's still alive, just like the Pearl Jam song. But it just occurred to me, we should have like some food item too to draw people, not just celebrity and historical items. How about something spicy and warm? I don't know, Mrs. Debris can make up some really good chili. What do you think?
Pico de gallo is not warm, but is spicy. Can be spicy. So we could do a pico de gallo cook-off. Does that sound good to anyone?
Quiche. Quiche is the way to go. Because with quiche, we get the breakfast, we get the pico de gallo lunch, and then we have a chili cook-off for dinner. What do you think?
Relish wheel, relish wheel, relish wheel, relish wheel. I want a relish wheel. Can we have a relish wheel? I love relish wheels. I will man the relish wheel. I promise, cross my heart, hope to die, relish wheel. It, great on quiche, great on chili. We can make a chutney. Chutney relish. I don't know. I'm all for it.
Sounds like we have a big fan of a relish wheel. Good news. I've heard rumor. I don't know if this is true, but I've heard rumor that they actually placed a relish wheel in the time capsule.
What?
Tums. That's all I gotta say. I am gonna need some Tums. My tum tummy.
Unbelievable that we have had such a productive meeting here tonight, you guys. We've discussed our advertising, we've discussed guests, we've got a chili and relish wheel cook-off situation in our in our future here. I am really proud of us today here. Aww. Faculty, unbelievably proud of us.
Aww. Very nicely done meeting. Let's get these notes written down. We will circle back around, and we'll take a look at where the planning is in a week. How does that sound? Great. Good meeting. Excellent.
Carla Rose, your car alarm's going off again. I think the raccoon's on your car.
Oh, God.
My car!
That sucks.
Hood. Hoodlums.
So, Hiram, I was sitting there, and I see that there's a chili contest coming up there a couple weeks from now. So I went down to the poultry, chicken, goose, and stuff. I got my special fill for my goose chili.
Oh, your goose chili. It's the best. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you'd assume the secret ingredient is goose. But there, you would be wrong.
Get out.
It's true. I call it goose chili because one bite, it's going to goose you right in the ass.
It does, too. Oh, every damn time.
Yeah. So down at poultry, chicken, goose and stuff, I obviously went for the stuff.
That's about right.
I figure I'm going to let this steep couple days in my special spice mixture. Lay it out, make proper chili. I'm going to win the title.
You're going to bring it home.
I'm going to put that trophy right up there on my coffee table. Right next to Davenport. It's going to be best damn chili I ever made.
Best damn chili every time.
Reason why I'm asking you, telling you about my chili, is I figure we might be able to get better results in our wins if you try to maneuver yourself being a judge.
Fancy you should say that, because I was approached to be a judge. And I gotta tell you, I love them chili. I actually said yes, that I would judge the contest on the provision that I could have a nice cool glass of Balderade to cleanse the palate every time.
Well, God, you're going to sit there all night eating nothing but chili and drinking nothing but Balderade. You're going to need your palate more than cleansed.
I know.
In fact, come next day, your bedroom's going to need an exorcism to get rid of them silent but deadly farts come out your butthole.
I'm going to smoke them out. Nobody's going to be in there with me.
All right, so we have a deal. If I enter the chili contest, you're going to vote, obviously, for me to be the winner.
Absolutely.
All right, now this is a clandestine arrangement. You can't tell anyone what you're about to do.
I didn't know you were Scottish.
I have a deep, rich Scottish heritage.
From the clan of Destines. Well, all right. We'll keep it between us, Destine.
All right, that works well, Hiram. Now you gotta let me go. Math has been putting up a hell of a stink about me testing out my chili recipes.
Oh, I'll miss you, buddy. I'll miss you.
Yeah. So will I. I'll be sleeping in the garage for 2 weeks. All right, I'll see you when it's done.
There's room in my room.
That was Vodka Cucumbers by Tube Sex. Joining us today here at House of Heavy Metal with me, Flip Axman, we have two people from Balder Dash Academy. Hey, welcome to the show.
Rock on. Hi.
So,
love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Totally.
Thank you.
I listen to it in my...
Now, explain to me what you're trying to accomplish with this fun razor.
It's a fundraiser, that's for sure. Isn't that right, Patrick?
It is a fun fundraiser. And what this is going to fundraise for is more fun.
Yes!
It just builds on top of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have this dream of Balder Dash getting the swimming pool. But there's a huge granite rock on it, and we need to get this rock off.
Peter, I get you, man. I get you. You know, it reminds me of that time in Bangkok. I was there with LL Cool J, and we were trying to find a way to get in and get in the swimming pool after hours. Eventually, we hit up the roadie for crew. He had the keys. Why? Because he just freaking does, man. He just freaking does.
One night in Bangkok makes the tough man humble.
I hear you. I want to throw the horns to that chick. I want to throw the horns to that. But before right. I do,
I don't know what that means.
Explain to me more about this giant stone-capped, swimming pool-shaped object you have hidden somewhere on the ground.
Yeah. Well, it's really cool. And we may not be like the best spokespeople because we're merely humble substitute teachers, but we are so enthusiastic and we already love this school, and so we're really open.
Love it.
Oh, I love it so much, and I love everybody that I've met. I love this guy next to me, Patrick. He is like my bestie. We had so many adventures and so many weird and crazy and scary things happen. Anyway, so if you
Gertie, you know, I gotta tell you, what you're saying now reminds me of a time where I met a bunch of groupies in London. They loved us completely. They were like totally all over us. But I'm like, dudes, they're London groupies. You gotta be safe with them, because, you know, Cockney. Again, continue with this whole, tell me about this giant love fest swimming pool that you're doing up at the, I understand there's quiche.
Yes. Yes, there is. There is a lot of quiche, which.
A lot of. Oh, yeah, no.
Did
quiche.
I pronounce it
mention
right?
Mention the
quiche?
Quiche. And the pico. The pico de gallo.
Oh, the pico de gallo. Yeah. And which is a Mexicano, like a salsa type thing. But it's made of tomatoes and cilantro, which I understand 40% of the population tastes cilantro as soap. But I think 60% isn't bad considering we have other lovely things such as a relish try.
Oh, dude, you know, that reminds me of this one time at Boca Raton. I was doing roadie work for Relish Tray. Next thing you know, they wanted to show me their pico de gallos. I'm like, dude,
gross,
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that I'm against that whole biological makeup. I'm just saying, dude, man, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Good time.
I know what you're saying.
Okay, so,
chili.
If I'm not mistaken, you have quiche, pico de gallo, chili.
Chili.
Now tell me about this relish tray. It sounds exotic. Yeah. It sounds like a heavy metal band I used to work for. Tell me more about that relish tray.
Sure.
Yeah. The relish tray is a basic, tray of like cheeses and pickles, olives,
you know, that reminds me of this one time in Paris. Aperitifs. I met this chick named Olive who was really big in his small pickles. Wow. And I'm like, hey man, I got your pickle right here.
I bet you did.
Okay. All right.
A little inappropriate.
All right. Speaking of inappropriate, now if I'm not mistaken, I got a little word here from Tim. Tim sent me a text saying that Patrick has a little something he wants to bring up. So Patrick, hit me with that flip side.
Hit it.
Okay.
My bestie.
So I want to let everybody know this fundraiser is a huge, huge deal. It's going to be a great, great big thing. But I wanted to take just a second. Gertie.
Yeah.
I feel like I've really gotten to know you over the past couple of weeks while we've been subbing together at Balderdash, and I know that our love for the school runs deep.
So deep. So deep.
But my love for you runs deeper. Gertie, will you marry me?
And that reminds me, next coming up is the best day of my life from Seeking Justice, only here on House of Heavy Metal.
Yes, Patrick.
It's okay, I'll wait until after the set.
But Broderick, I'm so sorry to hear that that your car is out of commission.
Yeah, it's a real pisser.
Yeah, well, looks like we're going to be riding together today.
Well, couldn't have it, anybody better partner than you, Roderick.
Oh, you're far too kind. I figured maybe we could go up on Route 2 and do a little speed trap.
Yeah, Route 2 sounds good. I think that sounds like a good time. I got my chainsaw in the back. I'm just going to put my duffel bag here, if that's okay with you. I'm going to move over your cooler. I see you got your cooler. You always have
a cooler.
All right. Yeah, let's head up there. Let's see if we can get some action today, huh?
All right. Yeah, I mean, nothing ever happens in this town other than... you know, a little bit of insurance fraud.
Yeah. Oh, God, they're crazy around here. This is crazy having a partner riding with you. This is kind of fun.
Yeah, they don't let us do that very often.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we don't even have to get up to Route 2. Look at that guy. Look how fast he's going.
Get the radar gun. Smoking guns.
Get the radar.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Where's the key? Okay, got it. Holy jalapenos, Batman.
Creepers.
I think right here we got a car. You want to go get this guy? What do you think?
Let's go get him.
Yeah, the guy gal. Shouldn't make assumptions. Guy gal. Let's go get him.
All right. Flip on the sirens. Let's go.
All righty.
All right. I think I'll be good cop and you can be bad cop.
I love being bad cop. Sounds good to me.
Let's go see what this guy has to say.
All right. Following your lead, my friend. Following your lead because I'm in your car. You're the boss. Okay, got my notepad.
All right.
Hello, officer. Is there a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem.
Was I doing something? Oh, my.
Good evening, ma'am. Do you know how fast you were going?
I feel as though I was doing very close to the speed limit, officer.
and what do you think that speed limit is?
Yeah, what's that? Mumble pants? I don't hear you.
Somewhere between, like, 30 and 55?
30 and 55. You hear that, Roderick? 30 and freaking 55. Yeah, that's a big gap. That's a big gap, lady.
Well, it's a little unclear because, like, the sign right there says 30 and the one right there says 55. So, like, it's a confusing zone.
Oh, yeah. It's confusing. This case can really confuse it, isn't it, Broderick?
Thank you. You're so understanding.
You want me to take my notepad out, lady? Do you want me to take the notepad out?
Take a notepad out.
Seriously. Big notepad.
Yeah, it's a big notepad. And you know what'll go down in that notepad?
Please, no tickets.
Your information. Forever.
Okay.
Am I being bad enough? Is this good, bad?
You know, you're doing great.
Good, bad, okay.
Getting back to the speed limit thing, it is a 40 mile per hour zone, and you were going 43.
43?
I'm really sorry. I was thinking that I really had to pee, you know.
Pee excuse. We've heard that a few times.
And I'm feeling a little nervous right now because she's like really close to my face. You're an appropriate distance. I feel really good about our relationship.
Oh. Maybe I should go get you. I've got some bottled water in the car. How about I go get you a bottle of water?
I'm afraid that might make me need to pee more, but it would be really satifying to be able to have some like water for this like.
All right, I'll be right back. You be nice to her, Broderick.
Okay. Always.
It's a real. Big notepad, officer.
Hey, you know what? You know what's important around this area?
Restrooms.
No.
Oh, okay.
You're from around here. You're from around here, aren't you?
Yeah, just south of here.
Yeah. So you're very aware that this is where the endangered species of the bull-sprouted fraghole will cross the street. Are you aware of that? Are you aware of that? And do you know it's endangered? Are you looking to murder some people? Is that what you're doing? This is a murderer right here, Roderick. A murderer.
I really had no intention of ever being a murderer if I have ever endangered a bull-sprouted... I'm sorry, it was a bull-sprouted...
Oh, yeah, now you can't say the name. What, because you're so ashamed?
I am suddenly feeling a lot of shame, and I'm
You know what? Step out of the car. Step out of the car right now.
I really have to get out of the car. Really have to pee. It's become urgent.
Hey, Broderick, I'm gonna call this into dispatch real quick.
Yeah, you wait here.
There's no need to call in reinforcements.
Yeah, no, you wait in your car. I'm gonna go back here with my partner.
Dispatch, this is car 25.
Hi, car 25, what's your ETA to the station?
Well, we got a little tied up. We got a speeder out here, and they were going 43 and a 40. Look, we need a 1027 and a 1029 on an 83 Ford Pinto. The license plate is AABBCCD.
That sounds like a very easy to remember license plate. I will look up AABBCD here in the directory.
That was AABBCCD.
I'm gonna write it down this time.
Alpha, Alpha, Bravo, Bravo, Charlie, Charlie, Delta.
Charlie, Charlie, Delta, I have got it, car 26. Thank you so much. Right, I will get you an ETA on that. Alpha, Alpha, Bravo, Bravo, Charlie, Charlie, Delta.
Yeah, thanks, dispatch.
Thank you very much.
Love ya. Love ya. Hey.
You got it, car 26. You're my gems.
She's a doll. You're a doll. You're a doll face. And watch this, Roderick. I'm just going to go scare. Let's scare the patooties off of this sweet lady.
All right.
Just let her on her way.
Good cop. I'm going to play bad cop right alongside you.
I'm going to be a good cop. Watch this. Go freak out. Okay, let's go. Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
So I understand that you really have to use the restroom. And,
I really, really have to pee, yes.
Yeah, you're confused by the signs.
Yes.
And we could see that is somewhat understandable here.
If I could just have that water real quick. Oh my god, thank you.
Oh, you want this water right here?
Thank you so much,
oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm going to drink it instead. I'm a little parched.
Oh, look at it moving through the bottle like that. It's just drip, 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 drip.
It's just
dripping.
Like Niagara Falls. It's delightful. Oh.
Hey, guys, it's me, Boomer, with Animal Control. Hey.
What's up, Boomer?
What's up? Yeah, I'm just, looking out for some bull-spotted frag holes around here, doing the patrol. But, hey, want to let you know, the artisanal place serving beignets now, man. Freaking beignets.
Are they hot and fresh right now?
Hot. And sticky fresh, if you know what I'm saying.
Frickin' Boomer.
Okay, ma'am. You just keep it under the speed limit. Roderick, we gotta go down there and get some beignets.
We'll do it.
Yeah, ma'am, I recommend a catheter. And continue on your way. Let's go. Let's go, Roderick. We got this.
Thank you so much, officers.
If you like Balderdash Academy Teacher's Lounge, see where it all began with Balderdash Academy. Watch real competitive comedy from a real fake school. Find us on YouTube or your favorite podcast service. Welcome to Mutual of Balderdash Wild Area. Tonight, we're bringing you 47 hours of the Bull-Spotted Fraghole. Bull-spotted fraghole is known in many circles as the most exotic of all the fragholes. The fragholes are, of course, known for their colorful nature, and this one is no different. The bull-spotted fraghole can be found deep in the beauty of New England, found only in Balderdash County. Joining me to discuss the bull-spotted fraghole is local natural enthusiast Euphigenia Garage. Euphigenia, tell me about the bull-spotted fraghole. What does it mean to you and your tiny little county?
Well, thank you for having me on the program. Let me tell you a story. When I was but a mere child of 18, I spotted a bull-spotted fraghole marrying my father.
They're known to do that.
And I've never been the same since.
This bull-spotted fraghole, other than potentially kidnapping your father, what does it mean to the local economy that this endangered animal stays safe?
Well, every year I do a fundraiser where we cook wiener hot dogs and we serve them in a bowl of lemonade, and it's customary, so don't ask any questions. I've heard them all. It's a New England Balderdash County custom.
The lemonade, yes, the wieners in lemonade is a famous Balderdash County dish, honored after the flavor of roast blue-spotted fragholes.
You know your stuff. Good job. Every year we do a lovely fundraiser, me and all the gals down the VW, and we stick all those wieners in the lemonade, and luckily I brought a few of the gals on the program with me. Say hello, ladies.
Hello, ladies.
As you can see, the bull-spotted fraghole makes many young women and old women alike want to stick wieners in lemonade.
Sweet and salty, just how I like it.
Where am I?
And there you have it. Locals on the bull-spotted fraghole. Join us when we return for the mating habits of the pickled-bellied newt. Only on this show.
Thank you all so much for being here today. As head waitress at the Balderdash and Dine, I have been tasked with choosing the judges for our chili cook-off, and I'm very, very excited about it. You guys are all really qualified, and I just wanted to make sure you all know about each other and your different qualifications. So first up here, we've got Ted McAllister. And Ted McAllister, this is his first time ever judging a contest. And so I just, you know, as this being your first time, Ted, I just was wondering what you think your qualifications are, what you bring to this contest chair position.
Well, I just want to. I was told I had to get out of the house by my doctor.
Okay. All right. That's really exciting. Is this because you're striving to make healthier life choices with eating habits or exercise? What do doctors recommend these days?
My doctor wants me to attempt to get over my debilitating introversion. And I figured if I was going to do it, I would jump in head first.
That's great. A debilitating introversion with large groups of people. This seems like just diving right in.
I think it's going to work really well.
Great. Thank you so much, Ted. I really appreciate you coming out of your comfort zone here today. Hope you're ready to taste some chilies.
Oh, I can definitely taste. I had a bottle of my medicine, and my tongue flavor I can taste now again. It's taken about 2 hours for the taste to come back, but I can definitely taste again. Thank you.
Good. I really hope that was doctor prescribed. Thanks so much for being here, Ted. Next we have I think it's Sarah Hsu. Sarah Hsu, you're the head cheerleader here at Balderdash Academy. What is it, Sarah Hsu, that you have to bring to this contest chair position?
Okay, right. So, like, you're talking about my formal name, which is Sarah, but it's, like, Emily is what everybody calls me, which is totally fine. It's totally fine. I have to put it on my birth certificate, but it's totally fine. All the teachers say it, but, like, my cool name is Emily, or if you're, like, in my squad, Em. Anyways, chili contest. Well, hello. Every contest needs somebody that's good looking and can, like, totally bring it to the crowd. Like, I mean, I'll work it. I mean, I'm not just here to try the chili, but I'm here to sell the chili to everybody. Like, you know, word.
That, you know what? As somebody who knows how to cheer, you know, really rooting on the contestants, that might be a really nice attribute to bring here to this competition.
I love that you mentioned that because, like, I totally made up a cheer with my bestie, and I will do it for you right now. It goes
I made it.
Something. All right.
Sorry, ready? I had to run all the way from the other end of the school.
Fix your hair.
Oh my God, it's so
fix your hair, Diana. Just fix your hair, Diana. Fix it. Okay, good. Okay. All right. And here we go. Give me a C.
C.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me an I.
I.
Give me an L.
L.
I'm not sure if there's another L.
Another L.
An I.
I.
And what's that spell?
Chai Lai.
Yay! Chili. Yay! Hot and hot to try. Go Dashers!
Sarah and Diana, I think that you will also make really, really wonderful advocates to getting people to come to this competition. So thank you.
Yeah, I really think that I would be probably the best thing that ever happened to this competition. So I'm totally willing to come here if you need me. And like, I can be paid under the table. It's really fine.
Yeah, it's clear I've made a horrible mistake.
Oh, Ted, it's okay. It's all right. I'm not completely sure that Sarah, Emily, Sarah will
Emily
be actually, you know, deeming the contestants winners.
Ted, it's totally cool. You can sit next to me. I could totally bring you in my circle. You won't feel left out. You can eat with me at lunch and everything. We can have chili.
Yeah, I'd be running right now, but I can't feel my feet.
Ted, it's fine. Oh,
Ted, why don't you just have a sit for a second? You're doing great. We're happy you're here.
Ted, you're fine.
We've got two more people who would be the judges of the chili contest here. And I thought that it would be very important to have a Boulder Dash County celebrity be here. And though I might not be able to remember his name in this moment, his hair. His hair is just one that we all know from the commercials. From, you know, the Boulder Dash and Dine. His hair is superior. Is it Jeffrey Dormit?
Thank you for having me. Jeffrey Dormit here. And do you want to have superior hair?
Oh, snap. Yes, he did. He totally did.
So we know that you're a celebrity, Jeffrey Dormit. Yeah, but sure, what is it that would make you qualified to judge this chili competition?
Oh, thank you for asking. I am a local filmmaker and a local star of hair product advertisements. And I think that gives me really good taste. And
a taste maker, perhaps?
Sure, you have taste maker.
Yes.
Taste taster.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Fully qualified. Really, the reason I'm here is I heard we were being paid under the table. So that's kind of why I'm here, if you know what I'm saying.
Wait, we can get under the table?
Ted, you just have a sit. Have a sit. You're doing great, Ted. Ted, you're doing great.
Gross.
You're going to become very essential here in just a moment, Ted. Thank you, Jeffrey Dormit. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's nice to have some celebrity clout here in this.
No, go right ahead. You can touch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know what everyone's thinking. Go right ahead.
It's so spiky.
Yeah, and dense, right?
It's very dense. Yes. Yeah.
And it's cool. It's like refreshing.
It's cold. It's quite
cold, yeah.
Frigid.
Yeah. I
it's interesting.
How it got that
I'm
way.
Regretting that I touched it, but it looks really, really good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Better from afar. But thank you for being here. So good to have a celebrity. And our final potential judge here. His name is Hiram. Everybody around town knows Hiram. We know him because he makes his presence known when he enters a room. So Hiram, as we're still on the fence here, we're trying to figure out exactly who should be the judge here. What is it that you would bring to this contestant judging of the chili?
Well, I think it's quite clear. It's class. Oh, I'm just kidding. I don't have none of that. gosh. Well, unlike, you know, Marie Sanders over here, you know, I'm not all up in that peppiness. You know, I call things as they are. I don't mix or mince words. I leave the mincing to the people cooking the chili. Because it's good stuff. You know, the hairpiece guy over here, I don't know if he could taste chili off of a wagon. It wouldn't make, that don't make much sense, much like his hairpiece. I don't know. And then we got, you know, quiet Jerome over here, just looking for a table to hide under.
It's Ted. His name is Ted. Let's get it right.
Ted.
Ted, yes.
Sorry,
don't let his
guy.
Introversion scare you.
All right, hairpiece Ted. I think I would be the best one for this contest because I got a mouth for chili. I love putting chili in my mouth and chewing it and swallowing it, and if chili were a fish, I would be a fisherman.
Those are great reasons that you could potentially be a judge here. And I also now have a confession to share with all of you. Ted is the only potential judge here that I did not promise to slip money under the table to. So he is going to be the one that actually chooses who's going to judge the chili cook-off.
Ted. Hey, Ted.
And I have something to announce to all of you, too. Yeah? Take a quick look under your seat. That's okay. Right. It's new. Jeffrey Dorman. Hair
gel.
Gel. That's right. You've all been part of a secret advertisement.
Oh,
and let's all say
God.
It together now. You
oh
now
God,
have
so
superior hair.
Good job, Ted.
Mine's leaking.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem, Hiram. However, tonight I think that it has been... It's at least clear to me as the person that's going to choose as the judge of the judges of the chili contest.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
I think there's obviously a clear judge to be here.
I think so, too.
It's Ted.
Oh, no.
It's Ted.
Ted
is the only one here that could be unbiased.
I could be biased. Oh, no. Hot flashes.
It's gonna be all right, Ted. We all believe in you.
Whatever, I made up a cheer for this thing. Oh.
We All Have a Story is a podcast dedicated to learning more about the folks around us, one person at a time. We'll chat with accountants, bus drivers, entertainers, novelists, beekeepers, piano tuners, booksellers, artists, and more. Check out We All Have a Story using your favorite podcast app or service.
Hello, I'm Leonard Kimball.
I'm Nick Gordon. We're comedians and we love talking comedian things.
And we figured you wanted to hear that.
Together, we host a podcast called Comedy Think Tanked.
Find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify,
and our website, comedythinktanked.com.
County. We have a 1084 at the Bull Spotted Frag Hole, and I need any cruisers on the road to report to a disturbance at the Bull Spotted Frag Hole.
Hey, dispatch, this is car 36. They still have the 2-for-1 nights down at the Bull Spotted Frag Hole. Coming in.
Yes, that's on Thursday nights, car 26.
Yeah, I'm not near the area, but I can get over there if I'm just saying, if you need some, I mean, I'm good.
I need all hands on deck, car number 43. Thank you so much. Please report to the Bull Spotted Frag Hole immediately.
Yeah, this is car 36. 43, I think, is at the drive-in.
All cars presently on the road, please report to the Bull Spotted Frag Hole on the edge of town.
Roderick and Broderick are gonna respond. Come on, Broderick, gonna put down our beignets.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, hey there, this is car 26. I was down at the artisanal, but I can drop what I'm doing and head over to the Bull Spotted Frag Hole if you need more hands on that 2-for-1 special. I mean, 4.96 or whatever you call it in for.
Hey, this is car number, what's your car number?
25, yeah.
Sorry, it's not my usual car. I'm riding with Roderick today. Hey, car number 26, did you try the delicious new Bayanay Nats at the artisanal?
Oh, I did. I tried one of the Bayanay Nats.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Hey, car 26, this is car 34. Could you pick me up some of them bananas? Okie dokie, not a problem. I'll be right over in just a skiffy whiff.
All cars on the road, this is dispatch. I need you all to report to the Bull Sprouted Frag Hole, and I expect you all to report back to headquarters with bayonets for the dispatch.
Dispatch, it's the Bull Spotted Frag Hole.
Oh, did you say bayonets? Because we haven't used that in since I was a recruit. Yeah, dispatch, this car 34. My bayonet is on my wall. I thought we were talking about donuts.
Hey, dispatch, this is Boomer with AC1, Animal Control 1. Yeah, I've got beignets coming out my frag hole. I'll head on over there. I'm full of dogs here in my PT cruiser, but I can make some room for some ruffians.
Thanks, Boomer. You're the only one I can rely on.
You can. I got a couple beignets for you too, my friend. Dispatch.
Oh, hey, this is car 26. I'm having trouble attaching this bayonet onto my pistol here. Is anyone else having a problem with this? Car 26, I used duct tape and it stuck a little bit. The problem is now I can't get it in my sheath.
I got some WD-40 for that when you get back to the headquarters there, car 3443.
Dispatch, car 34, I tried getting the gun with the duct tape bayonet into the holster and slice my leg open. Could I have an EMT, or do I need to go get my double beers at the Fraggle?
I think, as we've discussed previously, the agenda stands. All cruisers on the road report to the Bull Spotted Frag Hole at the edge of town.
Hey, dispatch, car 24 here. I'm having some trouble locating my Scott Baio fishnet stockings to properly deal with the situation over at the frag hole.
Oh, Roderick, the underneath your freaking cooler, dude.
Oh yeah, oh there they are. Thanks.
Yeah, it's all right. Hey, dispatch, no worries.
I've got your backup here at the headquarters.
Dispatch, car 34. I'm on my way to the frag hole to get the beer and Scott Baio. Meet you there.
Hey, dispatch, this is Roderick's car. I just wanted to double check. Do you know if Carla's down there tonight? Is she working?
Yes, if it means you're gonna get to the frag hole, yes, Carla is working.
Hey, this is Car 26 here, and I got some bad news, folks. They're actually not running any deals tonight at the frag hole, so abort the mission. Everyone head back to where you're from.
Dispatch, this is Boomer. As you know, my real name is Charles, and Charles is in charge right here, speaking of Scott Baio. I've got the ruffians in the back here of my PT Cruiser, bringing them over to the station. Word to the wise, they might need a parvo and distemper titers.
That sounds great, Boomer. Thank you.
Dispatch, it's Car 34. What are we doing with the bayonets again?
I'd like the tasty bayonets delivered here to the headquarters for my consumption. The ones that you got from Artis Anal. And but before you bring me the bayonets, I need you to all report to the frag hole officers.
Dispatch and other cars. This is car number Roderick. We're gonna head on over there, and we'll meet you there. And I think Carla owes me some money, so I think maybe a first round's on me. Let's go, Boomer. You're invited, of course.
Balderdash News 5 Investigative Reports with Chet Smithy.
Here at Balderdash News 5, we love two things: groundbreaking news and a good chili. And while the news of what mysteries are contained in the time capsule have yet to be revealed, the chili is already on the table. We now join the Chili Cook-Off, hosted by Balderdash Academy Headmaster Bob LeBlanc.
Citizens of Balderdash, welcome to our annual Chili Cook-Off fundraiser. We've been having it for 25 years straight, and we almost have enough to move the boulder off the time capsule. Joining us is our chief taster, the lead judge in the Chili Cook-Off, our very own bus driver, Tedward. Tedward has worked at the school for many years. He's well-loved, and he's an expert on chili. Tedward, tell me what you are looking forward to in this tasting today.
Well, of course, this is just a dream come true, and I like to say thank you very much for having me here today. I'm a big aficionado of chili. It's very spicy. I like spicy. Of course, all my taste buds were blown off in the war. So I basically have to sniff the chili and inhale the chili to get the spice. But I've eaten chili every single day of my life. And of course, I'm a big fan, and I'm happy to be here.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We have a number of other testers, tasters here today. Unfortunately, one of our lead judges, the gentleman that Tedward is replacing, had a panic attack and had to be taken to a local recovery ward after securing himself firmly under a diner table.
Oh, that's too bad.
Taking the second place in the judging category is none other but local celebrity Hiram. Hiram, thank you for joining us at this here Chili Cook-Off. I want to ask you, what are some of the profiles you're looking for in a perfect chili?
Daydreaming there. I heard chili.
Moving on to our next judge, you know him from his perfect hair. Some might call it superior. Local celebrity Jeffrey Dorman. Jeffrey.
Thank you so much.
What are you looking for
in superior chili?
That's a great question. I like sort of a flavor that you've never tasted before. And I don't care what that is, whether it's bad, it's good. I just want to be surprised. Mm-hmm. If it tastes horrible, I'll actually give it high scores because it's unexpected. And that's the kind of guy I am. So, yeah. I think I'm the wild card here today, if you know what I'm saying.
Wild card. And speaking of wild cards, you know her from our games at the school, our final judge in our chili taste, head cheerleader, Emily Hsu. Emily.
Hey,
it's good
everyone.
To see you reaching out and joining things in the community. Tell me what you're looking for in your perfect chili.
So what I'm looking for in my perfect chili is going to be something that complements my nail color. As you can see, I went with a balayage of a red to orange to a pink to green. So like it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. So everyone should match it. I also want something that's going to tint my lips without me having to put on lip tint. So if it's a tomato base, then I think that'll do really well. I'm also looking for any hot guys that like to make chili because I'm available.
Speaking of hot guys, let's move on to our first chili contestant, firefighter Jack Hosington. Jack, tell me what makes your chili special?
Well, as a resident firefighter here in Boulder Dash County, I feel as though I know how to make a good chili because I make it for all the guys at the house every Friday.
That's amazing.
It's impressive.
And my fellow firefighting friends really appreciate my Friday chili contributions. Saturdays are a little smelly.
Friday chili contributions with home heating increased on Saturday. Moving on to our next contestant, we have Mary Sue Virginia and her famous chocolate chili. Mary Sue, tell me what makes your chili special?
Well, what makes my chili special, as you mentioned, is chocolate, but it's the method in which I add the chocolate to the chili that's really the big surprise.
Oh.
Do you want to know?
Are you willing to give up that secret?
Sure.
Of course.
I am because I've actually got a trademark pending and a patent pending or whatever all those things are that I need. It's a half gallon of dark chocolate ripple ice cream.
Ooh.
Wow.
Speaking of cold and distant, we have our final contestant in the chili cook-off, local favorite Homer. It's me here with my famous chili. Homer, tell me, what makes your chili special? Yeah, I can tell you that. Stuff. Excuse me? My chili is filled with stuff. I go down there to the poultry, chicken, goose and stuff. And I buy the stuff and I put it in my chili. Best damn chili in town, you ask me. And since you're asking me, I'm telling you. All right, so there we have it, our three contestants. Now, our judges are going to sample each chili, write down who they think will win, and when we're done, we will announce the winner. Do any of the judges have one last thing to say before the tasting?
Sure, I'll go, since everyone is waiting for me to talk anyways. So I just wanted to say that I appreciate everyone who is contributing that's below the age of 40. And I just like to say that my phone number seems to be on the paper bowl that you gave me, and I will give it back to you.
And I have a question. I have a well-seasoned country crack tub that I use for chili every day. Wondering if I could use that for my judging container. Well,
there's nothing in the bylaws that say you can't.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yes, Hiram.
I was just wondering, we have to judge this in the form of a question, correct?
If that would help you with the chili judging, then that is the correct answer. Yes, you may address this in the form of a question.
Excellent.
I just want to say one thing, since all the other judges said a few things. I'm not above bribery, so let me just put that out there. You know, slide a couple cold ones under the table, and might bump you up a couple scores. And just a word of warning, I will be very disappointed if I get food poisoning again. Last year I judged an event at Balderdash Academy, and I ate 4 dishes, and I received 4 bouts of food poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
So just please don't poison me if possible. Thank you so much.
All right, Jeffrey, sound words to live by. Yeah. Contestants, you may spoon your chili.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Dashers. I regret to inform you that after having surveyors take a look at the capstone on top of the time capsule, we've grossly underestimated the cost it would take to remove the overfill. So we almost hit our fundraising goal, but we need a little bit more until we can actually open the time capsule. Thank you for your patience in this endeavor, and I know we're all excited to see what the founders left us, but remember, safety always needs to come first.
Let us travel centuries ago to the founding of Balderdash Academy.
Good evening, founders. Welcome to our founders' meeting. Today, we shall discuss the laying of the foundation. Now, it is common in these newfangled Americas to lay what they call a capsule. Now, I've been trying to figure out what this capsule means, and I've decided it is a cap and a pustule that they formed together and filled with something very intriguing. What we're going to do is discuss what we are putting in this capsule. Now, what I'd like to do is bury this somewhere where it can be opened hundreds of years from now.
Ooh,
but we don't want
idea.
It opened earlier. So what I also think we shall do is put the largest boulder we can possibly find on top of it.
Oh, yes.
Brilliant.
Boulder, I get it.
Yes.
Like a large rock, darling.
Brilliant.
Large rock.
Brilliant.
Yes. To begin, I have had this piece of granite hollowed out.
Mm.
We shall each place a possession within the granite that speaks to future generations. That tells them something about us, the founders of their school. To begin, Sir Stephen, show us what you have to present into the box.
Yes. Now, this was a struggle, I will say. But I did take several hours in my study, sipping over a small glass of Earl Grey tea, and I figured the only thing that could be more important hundreds of years from now than, say, water and gold and...
is obviously that laughing blue squid. Explain to us why that laughing blue squid will go into the time capsule.
Yes. Now, I dare say a laughing blue squid. First of all, laughter means comedy. Am I right?
Yes, in some circles it is. Yes. Very well.
Or it could be sort of a snooty laugh, like, I know a little secret about you that you don't know I know. If you know what I'm saying. It could be one of those kinds of laughter bits. Now, laughter can be a sign of class, and I am a very classy man. I'm both a sir and a lord and a sirloin.
Oh, yeah.
So, laughter, obviously, that is important. Then, why a squid? Now, you might be saying to yourself, and I'm sure you are, a squid will not survive hundreds of years, and you're exactly right. In fact, a squid in an airtight container will last probably 8 hours. So why a squid? A squid symbolizes to me the several tentacles that make up the core faculty at Boulder Dash Academy. There are seven of us, and this squid has seven tentacles because I removed one earlier. And blue, why blue? Because I tried to dye it purple to fit the school colors, and it did not take.
Oh, and there's the laughing.
Yes, I see. That's where it comes together perfectly.
Beatrice Bud, why don't you show us what you have?
Oh, I am so very excited about this beautiful creation that I have here to add into my time capsule, as you so say, Headmaster. I'm just so excited about it that I'm really hoping somebody else might be able to describe
it for me. I certainly will. Let me do the pleasure of announcing, because every fair maiden deserves to have her gift announced in public.
I am a fair maiden, yes, thank you.
Can't help but notice you are placing a buoyant guillotine that generates electricity into the capsule.
Well, of course, yes. I am just thrilled about this guillotine. Yes, it has electricity instilled in it, and as a founding member of this academy, I want to be sure that in every circumstance, including power outages, that there is a form of energy and electricity to fuel the school. And we all know, punishment is always important in schools, and it's nice to have the threat of a guillotine. We will never use it.
Never.
Oh, no. Well,
but having the threat.
It's buried in a time capsule.
It's a future threat. And including power outages, there is always the possibility of flooding. So I found it to be very, very important that this is a buoyant guillotine that generates electricity. So in case of flood, it floats. And then in case of power outage, we have electricity.
Oh, so smart. Thank you.
Are you worried at all that you might electrocute my squid?
Well, your squid is unlikely to make it past the next 7.5 hours.
Oh, right, yes, of course, yes.
So
you're rotten squid, darling. You're rotten squid.
But quite frankly, I just want to share with you how excited I am about Coffee Cake Saint Helens' contribution to this time capsule.
Oh, merci. Oh,
is something that I think could benefit me quite a bit. That drunk truck that plucks. That plucking drunk truck.
Le drunk truck that... Oh, God, who am I kidding? The drunk truck that plucks, okay? I'm sorry. This was all a clever fake hate.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh,
but now
dear.
I'm in, and I'm one of the founders, and you can't judge me now by my street talk. Okay? Well, I am a Saint Hilaire. That's true. That's true. But, you know. Anyway, so...
Does she have tenure yet?
I think we all do.
I'm way more than 10 years. Look at me. 10 years. times two, anyway.
Well,
okay.
It's obvious that she's from the St. Helair's of Jersey.
Lovely people. Lovely people.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Jersey Shore, St. Helair's. Anyway, so what I have in front of me, my addition to the history of this illustrious 2B school, is the drunk truck that plucks. Well, let me tell you, we are in an age of horse-drawn vehicles, but let me tell you that a truck is something that I imagine will be the way of the future, and that we'll be using technology to deliver things, and it will be powered on alcohol. So it'll be perpetually drunk. Okay. And so, and also what it will do is, because everybody eats poultry around here and chickens and geese and stuff, is especially you British people, you really like that goose around, you know, Christmas.
The holidays.
Right, right. Like, totally. So anyway, so you, that's a lot of feathers to pluck, you know, especially with the mattresses and the pillows. So I think if you have this drunk truck driving all over the road that makes stops at poultry farms, and then it can also pluck, it has a little thing that plucks the geese, and it replaces their bodies with sweaters, and then it just goes on its way. And I think that even though it is giant in size and it is quite a feat to shove it into this little box, I think if we were to send it on its way, it would be a really cool, interesting historical item for the future. So anyway, talk amongst yourselves. Thank you.
I'm very excited.
Yeah. Well,
yes, thank goodness we made such a massive capsule.
It's quite large.
It's
big piece
huge.
Of granite. Lovely. Well, that was a lot. Jeez.
Yes.
Do we still call you Coffee Cake?
Is that that's my name, Coffee Cake.
Oh, right.
It's my mom, okay. Coffee Cake, see, Leah.
Yeah,
my ancestral name.
Perfectly well.
Yeah, it goes way back to France. It's totally legit.
Yes, I was curious why you weren't Tea Cake St. Hilaire, and now my suspicions have been confirmed that you're one of those new worlders.
Oh, yeah.
I am. I'm the new generation. Get used to it.
Well, I'm glad that you felt like you could come out to us and be your true self, darling.
Yeah, feels good. Feels really good. That is so cool that you're holding an...
I know.
Oh, it's an anthropomorphic potato that plays Ride of the Valkyries on a tiny carrot flute.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Well, do you expect anything less? Do you expect anything less from me? Seriously. All right, so listen. Yes. Yes. Yes, chuckle, if you will, but it's you will learn to love it, okay? So obviously, Ride of the Valkyries is one of the best composed songs ever, and I do believe that Balderdash Academy could have some sort of musical influence into the future. Say, you know, if there's all kind of noise and all kinds of, you know, wrangle jangles going on in the future, I think that we could use some classic music to shed upon our legacy, if you will. Potatoes, we all know, are the God's best creation for soups and stews and baking and for topping shepherd's pie and other delicatessens. Also nougat. Not nougat. What are those things? Needhams.
Needhams.
Yes, needhams. Yes, you put them in those. And so a versatile.
Pierogies.
Oh, pierogies. Yes, darling. See, I'm telling you, see, you understand how versatile a potato could be. And then, of course, you put it all on the tiniest of carrots. Because it doesn't make any sense not to. No, it does not. What you need is to balance out the colors. I mean, they say eat a rainbow, right, darling? Eat a rainbow. So why not add in some orange in there, a little greenery with the white potato. I did want to go sweet potato, but I decided white would be okay. And then, of course, a tiny carrot flute. Because again, if there is... by chance that our future generations know the song, they'll be able to then pick up said flute and play the tiny carrot. And if they're hungry and from starvation, they can also eat it. So it's multifaceted. Very thought out.
It's quite thoughtful.
Very well done, yes.
Yes,
very well.
Great.
Yes,
well,
yes.
I'm sure you all appreciate it greatly. Okay. Right, moving on. Oh, what is this right here?
Well, I was hoping you'd ask.
Oh my god, is this a chast tube sock that fidgets? Is that
how
what I'm seeing?
How did you recognize it?
I didn't
realize anyone around here had seen one of these.
No, I've heard rumors, really. Why did you choose such
a chaste tube that fidgets?
Yes, yes. Explain what such a wonder is doing in our wonderful box.
Where? I'm so glad you asked. In this capsule, which looks a lot like a tube, I figured we would put more tubes. And it's very important that we only have two tubes and not more. So it has to be a chaste tube, because it would be one tube within another. Mm-hmm. And of course, it gets very antsy because it's so chaste. And for hundreds of years, it is going to be so fidgety. It is going to want to not be chaste. And I fear that there might be a friction problem involved inside of the capsule, but I'm sure that it'd work out fine.
That's brilliant.
That's all I have to say about the chaste tube that fidgets.
Brilliant.
Any questions?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Well, I think it's a very self-explanatory device.
Thank you.
In fact, I would like to slide that chaste tube on my foot to see how it works as a sock.
Oh, yes. Well, that's what I believed it was at first, but, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a chaste tube sock, which is convenient because most of the tube socks you wear make you chaste.
Oh, I've heard that a lot of them, well, never mind.
The prophylactic of the future.
Yes. Quick, somebody cover...
I'm so glad you're all getting a good chuckle out of it.
Oh, yes, cover the ears of my darling little potato, please.
Oh, hear this sorry, sort of little Valkyrie
yeah, I
potato.
Think we shall move on to our final piece here.
Ooh. Oh, yes, well done.
What I believe is the final piece, anyway. I believe you haven't all had the chance to meet our new science teacher, Mr. Teddy Mercury. Teddy, this is the group.
Hello. I love your name.
And,
I think
it's very fabulous. Interesting what you have decided to put in our capsule alongside of my my chaste tubes that fidget. you have an unaware sandwich that cries.
Oh.
Please.
Right.
Please explain this.
Well, yeah, Butler told me to be his proxy. So I'm over here for Butler, and he gave me this unaware sandwich that cries. And he was quite disturbed by it. He said, I can't be around this much longer. Find a place for it. So I brought it with me, and I saw a hole in rock. And I thought, well, that sandwich don't know where it is anyway, so might as well put it in there. And I won't put the sandwich from Butler in the rock, and it won't know where it is anyway. So it's all right, and it's crying anyway. So the bread's getting all soggy.
I think that's rather sad, but the nice thing is, it gives the laughing blue squid something to eat that isn't a potato.
It's about 8 hours now. Breakdown. Oh, what is this? Oh, there's someone else here. It looks like... What is this? Is this from you, Headmaster? It's a cucumber that lives in vinegar and drinks vodka.
Yes. Well, that is mine. You see, I discovered it one day while trying to make a new type of beverage. One
sounds
that can...
delightful.
Yes, thank you. I was looking for a way to try to re-energize athletes, if you will, and I stumbled on cucumbers that live in vinegar and drink vodka. Now, if these cucumbers are juiced in just the right way, it produces a powerful drink, something that can aid very well in the reconstitution of the athletic. Now, I myself want to hide this information. I have done so deep underground in the first basement. The way I figure it, no one will ever be able to find it there. But for now, I will put a single specimen of my discovery into the time capsule. Now, looking over what we have in this enormous crypt of stone... We have...
It's quite large.
I'm glad I decided to go with extra, extra wide. Generally, time capsules are mere inches across. It's nice to have one that's 24 feet by 72 feet.
Yeah,
gives us a little bit more
room.
Well
thought out, darling. Well thought out.
Very well. Thank you. Thank you. Now, we shall leave this laughing blue squid, the buoyant guillotine that generates electricity, the drunk plucking truck, the anthropomorphic potato that plays Ride of the Valkyries on a tiny carrot flute, chase tube socks that fidget, and of course the unaware sandwich that cries along with my cucumbers that live in vinegar and drink vodka. I think this is a fantastic representation of who we are and what we mean when we wanted to create this school. Now I say, let's have the opening ceremony in a few centuries. I think that sounds good. In the meantime, I need a brandy. Who's with me?
Oh,
absolutely, headmaster.
But,
I'm with you, Doc.
Brandies all around.
Oh, well, the future generations are going to be so excited.
The place is great.
Balderdash Academy's Teacher's Lounge was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021, Robert J. LeBlanc and Steve Corning, all rights reserved.